Good afternoon. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Your tractor expert at P&K knows what it means to really own your land. It all starts with a John Deere tractor. And right now, the all-new 3025E compact tractor is just $125 a month. That combined with the ease of ownership, and you won't find a better deal. So don't just buy a tractor, own a John Deere. See the difference today. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/17. Residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, lean hog futures bounced quickly higher as short covering moved into the market ahead of the release of the hogs and pigs report Thursday afternoon. Cattle trade remained under pressure, though, as traders squared positions at the end of the month following previous market support and concerns of fundamental seasonal pressure. Corn prices were lower, though, in light trade. May corn futures about a cent lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 47 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 6 points. Light trade activity, though, seen in cattle markets today as traders appeared to be squaring positions at the end of the month. April futures tested support near $120 per hundredweight. Traders were looking for additional losses with pressure in feeder cattle trade and uncertainty in cash cattle markets this week. But the lack of support in beef values through the end of March is unable to draw commercial buyers back to the table. And there were sharp losses that developed in feeder cattle futures today with the biggest losses in deferred contracts. This pressure quickly pulled back from the previous gains in the complex and caused a moderate correction throughout the summer and fall contracts. Light trade, though, seen in all markets as August through October contracts held losses of over $2 per hundredweight. And grain futures were mostly lower today, continuing their search for support as traders squared positions before the end of the month, and more importantly, Friday's USDA grain stocks and prospective planning reports. Corn prices drifted a little lower but held within a range of a penny and a half, keeping May futures to an inside day. The nearby rallied up to resistance at the support line off its old October-March channel on Wednesday before profit-taking set in. And soybeans moved to new 5-month lows overnight, which kept May futures oversold as it tried to hold above October lows. And wheat prices were mostly lower, but futures tried to firm off of overnight lows, hitting after the first hour of trading in Europe. Winter wheat contracts, though, held to inside days while Minneapolis surged above its 100-day moving average before profit-taking set in there. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.